Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The third baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Yates. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peña out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yates. Horton reaches second base with a double. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley moves to third. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Theobald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops it up and throws to first, with Parsons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Theobald hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Peña reaches second base with a double. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kosko hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peña moves to third. One out. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0 for 1 in the game. Yates hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peña tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0 for 1 in the game. Heise hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heise. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Heise steals second. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yates. Horton reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yates who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Horton scores. Cash scores. Freehan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jim Hannon now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman bunts towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. John Morris now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lolick moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cosco hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yates hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Hysa reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper pinch hits for John Morris. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cosco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lolick strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Roof and he is out, Peña applying the tag. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3. Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa misplays the ball. That's an error on Heisa. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Cash moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yates hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.